This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. An outfit called the Golden Spike Company made some news today. It proposes, before the decade is out, landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the Earth. Now, the trip is going to cost you. Golden Spike says somewhere in the ballpark of $1.5 billion for two people for that private company ride to the moon. That is a whole lot of money for a country or a company, as Marketplace's David Gura explains.
There hasn't been a man on the moon since Apollo 17, almost 40 years ago. Jim Munsey is a space policy consultant, and he says there's still a lot to learn about our nearest celestial neighbor.
Well, there's a tremendous amount of science that can be done on the moon.
Geological experiments, astronomers could build telescopes there, but there are also commercial opportunities for mining. There's ice in craters near the poles and oxygen locked up in silicate minerals. Max Vosoff is in charge of business development for the Golden Spike Company, and he says to harness that, you have to get there.
What we really want to do is open up the transportation system.
International treaties prohibit any one country from claiming sovereignty over the moon, but Vosoff says there's nothing that prevents a company like his from doing business there. The goal is to bring the cost of manned missions to the moon in line with what NASA spends on unmanned missions.
They are spending about the same on a robotic mission, a robotic orbiter, as we feel we can charge for two people on the surface of the moon.
But not everyone is convinced that's possible. Jim Bell teaches in the School of Earth and Space Exploration at Arizona State.
I think there's a lot of skepticism about being able to meet that kind of a cost target for such a complex enterprise.
Bell wishes them luck, but he worries cost containment could lead to cutting corners. Much of the money spent on the Apollo missions was to make them as safe as possible. I'm David Gura for Marketplace.